So today, can you all hear me? Yeah, good, great. I tend to have a voice that's too loud, so if I ever get too loud, you can go like this. So today, we're going to continue our cultivation of compassion. Actually, the sign on the board in the staff dining room is, who's going to do the DV today? The DV. The BV. Who's doing the BV, the Brahma Vihara? So we know that compassion is one of the four Brahma Viharas. It's a very wholesome and an important mental quality. It's actually one of the 52 mental factors. You may know that according to some Buddhist scholarship, there's only 52 things that can be in the mind at any time or ever. And compassion is a really positive one. And so I'd like to, before we do kind of a little bit of a different compassion guided meditation, I was talking to Joseph about why people find continuity in their practice and why sometimes they slip off the practice, you know, during this retreat right now. And I asked him, I said, is it about intention, you know, wise intention or right intention, that you know that one thing that we're always checking to see if there's wholesomeness in our mind or if there is unskillfulness, right? Right intention is knowing what's in our mind and applying the right approach to whatever is in the mind. And he said, it's intention, you know, wanting to cultivate the wholesome and to uproot the unwholesome, but it's also an element of determination. And I thought one way to maybe enhance determination would be to talk about, just briefly list some really positive aspects of compassion, about why you might want to develop it. I think one reason to develop compassion is that it is a really wholesome response to suffering. So, as you all know, I'm sure, if you've even sat for a minute, that one thing we're doing is opening to the range of our experience. And a lot of that is suffering. And, you know, we often tend to either try to turn away, or we can get blocked, or we could get contract and get constricted around opening to suffering. And if we generate compassion or build up that positive mental quality, actually opening to suffering is the proximal cause for compassion to arise, if you have that, you know, as a habit of your mind and heart. And compassion actually lets you relax with suffering. It just lets you relax and open up to suffering. And that's one way to have suffering move through us, right? Is to just relax into it and to feel it. It wants to be felt. And then it like everything else, will arise and pass away. So that's one good reason to develop compassion, because it's the excellent response to suffering in the mind and heart. Another reason to cultivate compassion is because it alleviates burnout. A lot of us might be working in the helping professions, teachers or therapists or yoga teachers or mindfulness teachers, and we can really see a lot of suffering, and it can affect us deeply. And generating compassion in response to seeing all of that actually can really help us have motivation to continue our work. It helps alleviate burnout. And one reason I really love compassion is because it actually, a lot of us also do a lot of social justice work, right? Anti-racist work and anti-homophobia, sexism, ageism, ableism. And responding to all of those isms, essentially the manifestation of greed, hatred, and delusion at the institutional level, compassion's a really wonderful response to that. And it allows us to be really effective, more effective in our work. And finally, compassion feels really, really good. Isn't that funny? That's one of the most interesting things about practice, I think, that two opposite things can be true at the exact same time, we find out. So you can be opening to your own suffering and feel just the depth of that and letting it work through you and holding it in compassion and be really, really happy while you're opening to your suffering. It's an interesting sensation. So those are some reasons why I'm hoping that they will water the seeds of your determination for compassion. So I'd like to lead a little bit of a different compassion practice. I don't know if any of you know the work of John McCransky, but this is a McCransky guided mind compassion. So just sit comfortably, as we do with our Brahmaviharas. We don't want to be too uncomfortable. And I'd like you to bring to mind a benefactor. I'd like you to bring to mind an archetypal benefactor, someone who in your heart really has deep, is the epitome of compassion. For me, I actually often bring in the Buddha himself, the Buddha, the archetypal Buddha. And because I was raised a Roman Catholic, I have Jesus on one side of him and the Blessed Virgin Mary on the other side. So you can pick your archetypal compassion benefactor. It could be some historical figure like Gandhi who had deep compassion, Martin Luther King, or some deeply compassionate archetype that you have. Oh, take a couple deep breaths. Just come into some relaxation. Now, if this is safe for you, I would like you to place your benefactor behind you. The one or two or three people who deeply represent compassion. They're sitting behind you. And even before you turn your attention to their presence, you could feel just the absolute thickness of compassion in energetically in the space. Your benefactor is behind you, looking at you, and seeing into every part of you. He's looking at your feet and your ankles and your calves and your knees. Your benefactor is looking at your thighs and your behind and your pelvis. He's looking up your back and up your front. looking at your neck and your shoulders and your upper arms and lower arms. So looking at your back of your neck, the front. He or she or they are looking at the back of your head. And now to your jaw and your nose and your eyes. And with this gaze, they just have this very thick gold compassion, just holding every part of you with love and acceptance. Just seeing every part and loving you. Just imagine the thickness of the love and support. Seeing every part of you. Maybe it's your guru, your teacher. Just feel the sensation of their compassion for you, their love, their care. They see deeply into your suffering, and they have a deep desire for you to be free from suffering. They're behind you and sending you this energy. I care deeply for your suffering. I'm holding your suffering with kindness and with wisdom. May you be free from suffering. Their compassion is thick energetically. It washes over you like deep intimacy. It's holding you. A deep caring. I care deeply for your suffering. I'm holding your suffering with kindness and wisdom. May you be free from suffering. Just a thick, golden, energetic field of love and compassion and caring. The wish for you to be free from suffering. And now, think of some place in your body or your heart that you're experiencing a little pain. Nothing too major. Just some place where maybe you're feeling some discomfort. Maybe your knees have been bothering you or aching. Maybe your neck is unwinding from tension. Maybe your heart needs a little bit of holding. Offer that up to your benefactor. Just open to that suffering a little. Open to it. And offer it to your benefactor. And it just creates a burst of love from their heart to you. Your pain is engulfed with a thick energetic field of love and compassion. I see your pain. This must be difficult for you. I care deeply for your suffering. I'm holding your suffering with kindness and wisdom. We are opening to your suffering. May you be free from pain and suffering. So our image is sitting, offering our pain, offering our unmet desires, our physical hurts, our vulnerabilities, holding them in our own heart and mind, and feeling the great love and wishing of wellness from our benefactor. We can just feel their love, their sense of connectedness for us. I see your pain. You're so strong for opening to it. I see your courage, your determination. I care deeply for your suffering. Feel the healing energy of their compassion and your awareness. Totally relaxing you. While you open to suffering, keep coming back to the image, the availability of this healing and wholesome mental energy. Permeating every fiber of your body and heart and mind. Every little bit. filled with compassion. With a deep wish for your wellness. Maybe offering another aspect of your suffering. Maybe a sense of another vulnerability. A sense of not being good enough or straight enough, or tall enough, or white enough, some sense of vulnerability. And our benefactors behind us, just pure compassion. The energetic field is holding you in love, in intimacy, in acceptance, total acceptance for whoever you are, seeing every bit of you and loving you deeply. Every hidden bit is revealed. Receive the compassionate energy of their wish into your whole being. Body and mind, completely immersed in this energy. And open to your pain. Now, take the time to sense what it is like for someone else to experience this suffering that you're feeling. The people that you love, your children, your parents, your aunts and uncles. They too experience this pain, this vulnerability. How does it feel in their mind and in their body? Suffering, doubt, arrogance, all of their suffering. Memories of abandonment, of oppression. How does it feel for them? And now seat them in front of you. Loved ones in your life who are suffering. And feel the healing, compassionate energy from your benefactor coming to you and you sending it forward to those in your life who need your compassion right now. Maybe someone you know is suffering. With this strength of compassion, you can open to their suffering too and offer them this deep wishing for their well-being. This thick golden energy is flowing from your heart and mind to this person or these few people in front of you. And you're offering them the deep wish for their well-being. You're saying through your energy, I care deeply for your suffering. Just as I suffer, you suffer.